This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has announced the first major breakthrough in the Red Fort area car bomb blast case, which claimed 10 innocent lives and left 25 others injured in the national capital. The agency has arrested a Kashmiri resident named Amir Rashid Ali from Delhi, who reportedly conspired with the suicide bomber Umar Nabi to carry out the terror attack. According to the agency, the car involved in the attack was registered under the name of the accused Amir Rashid Ali. The anti-terror agency has also seized another vehicle which belongs to Nabi. The vehicle is being examined for evidence in the case. The NIA has examined 73 witnesses so far, including those injured in the blast. The Delhi Crime Branch has filed two separate FIRs against Al Falah University, one for cheating and the other under sections of forgery. According to a Delhi police source, a team from the Crime Branch unit visited the university office in Okhla in the national capital yesterday. The Delhi police has also issued a notice to the university and requested certain documents from them. It said the FIRs were registered after University Grants Commission, UGC, and the National Assessment and Accreditation Council, NAAC, flagged serious irregularities at the university during their reviews. In Bihar, hectic deliberations were underway among the five constituent parties of the NDA on the formation of the new government following the completion of the Legislative Assembly elections. Continuous discussions have been taking place among the BJP, Janata Dal United, Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha on the structure of the new government, cabinet representation quotas and other key issues. Earlier in the day, senior BJP leader, including Union Minister of State for Home, Nithyanand Rai, and Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha, along with Rashtriya Lok Morcha President Upendra Kushwaha, met JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence in Patna. BJP State President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal also met the Chief Minister later in the evening. Meanwhile, Mr. Kushwaha has reached New Delhi to hold discussions with the top BJP leadership regarding issues related to government formation. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Andhra Pradesh, Kerala and Mahi till today. The Met Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds at isolated places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands for the next 2 to 3 days. IMD has said that cold wave conditions are likely to prevail in Chhattisgarh, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Vidarbha till today. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category with an air quality index, AQI, of 373 recorded at 7 p.m. yesterday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the 32nd meeting of the Northern Zonal Council in Faridabad, Haryana today. The meeting will bring together member states and union territories of the Northern Zone to discuss issues of regional and national relevance. Senior officials of Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Chandigarh will participate. The forum provides a structured platform for cooperative dialogue between the centre and the states, as constituted under the State Reorganisational Act 1956. Zonal councils function as advisory bodies to address matters involving multiple states. India defeated Pakistan by 8 wickets in a high-voltage Women's T20 World Cup for the blind clash at the Katu Nayake BOI grounds in Colombo yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.